We're also ready for some football coming up on Saturday. Yay. As the spring season comes to an end with the annual Jeff Cole scrimmage. To talk more about that, we're joined on the phone line by the head coach of the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, how has your first spring session as the head coach of the Black Bears gone?
It's been great. We've had a really good spring practice session here. We finished up our 13th practice today. We'll have a practice tomorrow. Friday will be a walkthrough, and then we'll have the spring game on Saturday. So, really been pleased with the progression we've had throughout the spring. What we've been able to get done just situationally on the field, and the players have done a really nice job just staying with the schedule day to day. Our day to day operation has been terrific.
Well, I've been up a couple of times, was up Saturday to watch the second scrimmage, and the thing that stood out to me really on both sides of the football is it seems like you've got a pretty fair amount of depth on this team.
Yeah, we do, and I feel good about that. We're really young on the defense side of the ball on the back end, but we certainly have depth. And up front defensively, we have some depth there too. And we're still, we got a few guys out right now that are just battling some injuries from the season that are not practicing this spring. So we're looking to add a few more guys with experience once we get into fall camp. Then offensively, up front, we have a number of returners, some guys that have had limited roles, but certainly seen the field in games. And then got some youth at receiver, still trying to find out some of the guys there. And, the quarterback position, Joe and Derek have done a great job.
And you've got a couple of your running backs who are recovering from injuries. Best, obviously, to keep them out here for spring ball, but they'll be good to go come August and the start of the regular season. But that's given guys like Tavion Banks a chance to get out there and show what they can do.
Yeah, Tavion Banks has been terrific. I mean, he has been really a workhorse this entire spring, carrying the ball, I would say, 85% of the time. So he's really done a nice job with that. And then Xavier Scott is another guy who's played some receiver and then come in and done some running back as well. And he has a physical presence when he gets the ball in his hand, running downhill, certainly. So, he's been outstanding in just terms of his approach to the game and being multiple within certain packages as well.
I was very impressed by what I saw from the offensive line the other day. It's interesting. Some guys look bigger. Some guys have shed a little weight, but everybody looks quicker. And I understand that with your new strength and conditioning coach, that you did some different type of training depending on each individual guy.
Yeah, we've really tried to make each work out for each guy specific to their body type. Because of the different body types and different positions, a lot of the guys will be in similar workouts, but we're trying to attack certain weaknesses certain guys have in the weight room. So, when we're in there, there's usually 3 to 4 different workouts going on, but that's it. More speaks to the different positions that they're playing. So that's an important piece is training them to play their position. So whether it's an offensive lineman or a receiver, they do different things on the field. So it's important that they train that way as well. But really excited about, having our own strength coach, having someone that can be a part of our staff. A guy who played football also has a wealth of knowledge and experience in education and strength and conditioning. So that's been a huge asset for us this offseason.
You've got some new coaches on board and then some guys who were here previously in positions. Jared Kite taking over as the defensive coordinator. He was the special teams coordinator, knows this team very well. As a guy who has been a defensive coordinator in the past, are you likely to be more hands-on when it comes to the way the defense will go?
Yeah, I'm certainly that's more of a natural fit for me on the defensive side of the ball, just with my experience. Jared and I have really hit it off. So we've spent a lot of time together, throughout, January, February, March, spent a lot of time together just going through the defense. So he's really, taking it and running with it, which is great. Just because this spring I'm involved heavily, but I also, get involved with the offense in terms of just, being in the know what's going on, being around them, being involved with just what we're doing over there.
If you could give it a name, obviously we know about the black hole defense, but the style of defense you'll play, is it going to be an aggressive defense? Will this be a D that will likely see blitzing a lot? What do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, that will kind of be determined on our players. I mean, I know first and foremost, we want our guys playing fast. So we want them to be confident in what they're doing. We want them with everything you get from offenses, you know, nowadays, you have to be simple in your approach to allow your players to play fast, know where they need to be. I think that's where you see the aggressive plays, them knowing where they need to be, you know, playing and play out. And on third down, we definitely want to be multiple and do a great job with our disguises and be able to get after the quarterback and make him hold on to the ball, because that's what allows the rush to get there. So want to be aggressive, you know, take on the black hole mentality that's always been here. So there's a rich tradition of playing great defense, and we want to certainly uphold that.
Jordan and Bruce Pratt here. The one of the things that I've been hearing from some of the guys around campus is you're really working on flexibility with these guys. And I know you're also were a very good skier, and you know the importance of agility. Are agility drills coming back in a way they maybe weren't for a while?
Yeah, I mean, we in the offseason, every Thursday we would do a lateral day. I mean, we're always working to get these guys better, increase their body control, and that's really what it is, their ability to control their bodies, for certain positions, getting in and out of breaks, offensive linemen being able to control their bodies, change direction, same thing up front at the linebacker level, being able to control their body, change direction, play with a base. All those things are really important, and that was something we didn't do so much conditioning in the offseason, but we did more just mechanics of how to move. So that was a big piece of our offseason, certainly.
So what's been the biggest adjustment for you, Jordan, as a head coach? Well, has there been anything that's unexpected other than dealing with all of the little details that head coaches always have to deal with?
Yeah, I think it's, you're involved in all aspects of the, as you should be, in all aspects of the game. So it's, you know, there's a certain pieces that, you know, you have more of an expertise on than others, but those other pieces you have to become more involved in. And, we have some really good coaches here that make that certainly easy for me to get involved and be in the know on different aspects of the team and where we're at schematically. So that's been a big adjustment, spreading my time. The thing that I know is true and something that I've really made a point of doing even when I was an assistant and now is developing relationships with the players. I spend time with them. I meet with them consistently. I have them in my office. I know that's the most important thing is the relationship with their head coach has to be strong. And that's where I've dedicated a lot of my time to is, just giving my time to them.
I noticed a couple of weeks ago you had old friend Carl Smith up talking to the team. How important is it to these young guys to understand the tradition of Black Bear football and what it means to be a Black Bear?
Yeah, I think that, having alumni come back and talk to our players, that was something from my perspective as a player that was always impactful. And I think anytime we can get someone that did it the right way here, a guy that had success here, like Carl, that can speak to the team, means a lot. These players want to meet alumni. They want to meet guys who have walked in their shoes as well. And that's an important piece. And I want the alumni to feel a strong connection here. I want them to feel like this is a place that's home. They always have a place here they can come to with open arms. And, I want to build on the brotherhood here of Maine football alumni because I do feel like it's a lifelong impact. And I want players to feel like they're better off for playing football here in all aspects of their life. And that's kind of the process I'm starting here is getting more connected with our alumni so our players feel like they have a network when they leave here.
Well, we're looking forward to Saturday, the Jeff Cole scrimmage to wrap up the spring season. Jordan, appreciate you making time for us as always, and we'll see you up there Saturday.
Thank you so much, Rich. Looking forward to seeing you Saturday.
That is Jordan Stevens, head coach of Black Bear football, with us here on Downtown this afternoon. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you, as always, by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor, everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. Online at BennettAutoCenter.com.